Steve Krug's book is entitled Don't Make Me Think. But have you ever considered why he uses that title? Why do we want to stop users having to think? Well, part of the reason is because when we're surfing the web, we're trying to do it in a very instinctive manner. Often we're very busy. Often we have better things to do with our time. And so we muddle through. We try and do things fast and effectively and on gut instinct. We don't sit down and consider everything we do. So as a result, there is an opportunity there. There is an opportunity to encourage users in the right direction. They'll often be influenced by the defaults that we set. So we can use that in two ways. One is we can use it to guide users to the right decisions. For example, if you've got a web application, what are the default settings out of the box for that application? Sure, you might provide the user with a lot of abilities to customize that experience, to maybe tailor it more around their needs, but a lot of users are just going to use it as it comes out of the box with its default options. So it's important that we make those default options the best options in most cases. But there's also an opportunity to influence users into doing what we want them to do. So a good example of this is a charity website which offers donations. If you put the donation values, if you suggest donation values, since you suggest donation values slightly above the average, so say the average giving is $20, if your increments are something like $30, $60, you know, $100 and so on, then you're more likely to increase the level of giving that people give. On top of that, you can also really encourage users towards things like subscription repeat giving as direct debits or whatever, because this then plays off of inertia and users' laziness not to continue, you know, to cancel the giving. I mean, that's basically how gyms survive. Everybody signs up for gyms with good intention, but then don't go. So that kind of instinctive gut reaction that users have to websites is very powerful and should affect our designs in some quite fundamental ways. If you want to know more about this topic, I highly recommend a book called Nudge, which provides lots of insights into how users think and how that could be used to nudge them in the right direction.